presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Returning from an adventure in the Caribbean Sea, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen found themselves head over heels in mystery. $5 million worth of stolen crown jewels were hurled through the window of the compartment adjoining theirs on the Atlantic Railroad's cracked Thunderbolt Express, almost hitting a young girl, sole occupant of the compartment. Recalling the two cars had been speeding along the highway near the railroad tracks, Kent, as Superman, left the train and flew back to see whether there was any connection between the cars and the jewels, leaving Jimmy alone in their compartment with the fabulous gems. But unknown to either of them, the yellow mask, after the $5 million treasure, has boarded the train and is at this very moment questioning the young girl, pretending to be a railroad detective. Listen.
Please go on, miss. You were saying...
I can't think. You're frightening me. Why do you look at me like that?
Do I? I don't mean to.
You stare as if... Well, as if you would look right through me. As if you thought I was lying.
Aren't you? Aren't you lying? Answer me.
Please go away. You're upsetting me. If you don't leave at once, I'll call the conductor.
I beg your pardon, miss. You see... We railroad detectives have to examine every possible clue. So you are not lying, of course not.
I don't know what you mean.
Let me go on. When this thing came through the window, had you been looking out, admiring the scenery?
No, I was reading a magazine.
You saw nothing out the window?
I tell you, I was reading.
You saw nothing?
Nothing.
And then the crash. It must have been very terrifying.
It was. Believe me.
Very well. Go on. What next? What happened?
I don't remember. I screamed and people came running.
Yes, of course. People came running. And what did they find?
I don't understand you.
What did they find?
Well, a broken window. Glass all over the compartment.
No. The object. The thing that broke the window. What was it?
I don't know.
Come now. Something must have shattered the glass.
I tell you, I don't know.
I want the truth, miss. There is no reason to hide anything. This is no fault of yours.
I'm not hiding anything. We searched. Everybody searched. But there was nothing. Nothing at all.
That's not possible. What do you think broke the window?
How should I know?
After the crash, who came running?
People in the car. A boy and a young man from a newspaper.
What? A reporter?
Yes.
What was he doing here?
I don't know. Traveling, perhaps. The boy was with him.
What's that? A newspaper reporter and a boy? How big a boy?
Oh, just a boy, possibly 12 or 13.
And this reporter, miss, what did he look like?
Do you expect me to remember that? I was excited, almost hysterical.
Yes, of course, naturally. But please try to remember. Was he very tall, broad-shouldered?
All I remember is that he wore glasses.
Glasses?
Yes.
This reporter, what did he do?
Oh, he was very kind. He looked all over for whatever came through the window. He and the boy both. On the floor, under the couch, even out in the corridor.
Excellent, miss. And then what?
They didn't find a thing.
They looked carefully, both of them?
Yes, everywhere.
Very interesting. So whatever it was that broke your window simply vanished. Is that what you tell me?
Yes.
Thank you, miss. I'm very much obliged to you. I mean, the railroad is obliged.
Is that all?
That is all. I shall now go and question the other passengers. For example, the man and the boy. Did you happen to notice which compartment they were in?
Yes, the one right next to mine.
Thank you, miss. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
That's quite all right.
Fogg.
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you looked over the rest of the car?
Yeah.
A compartment with a man and a boy. Have you found that?
A boy, yeah. In the next compartment, but there's no man. The boy's in there alone.
Alone? Is he? The man is gone?
There's no man with him.
Excellent, Paul. For the moment, we're in luck. Now look.
Yeah?
Go through the train. Examine every face. You remember that once before we encountered a news reporter named Clark Kent.
Yeah, I remember.
Go and look while I wait here in the vestibule. See if he's aboard.
All right. And if he is, what then?
Shadow him. Don't let him out of your sight. I believe I shall go in that compartment and have a talk with the boy. If he is alone, so much the better. Now go. Hurry.
Getting dark. Been gone almost an hour and I haven't found a thing. I've combed that highway 100 miles in each direction. If those cars were mixed up in this fuel business, they've gone now. Oh, wait a minute. What's that? Looks like a fire on a back road. It is a fire. A burning car. There's been an accident. Have to look into this. Hello? Hello, anybody here? Anybody hurt?
Help. Help.
I'm coming. What's the matter? Quick.
They got me. They got me all right. I fallen anyway.
Quick, man, tell me where you're hurt. What happened?
Jewels. How'd they get the jewels? They didn't.
The jewels?
We was fighting. They stopped me on the road. Then the train came by. She was supposed to meet me on the back platform. She didn't.
She? Who is she?
I knew which car she was in. I kept fighting them off till the train caught up with us.
Listen, man, what are you talking about?
I fooled them. I slammed it right through the window. Even if they got me for it.
Who? Who was it?
They chased me. I thought I'd make the station before the train came in. That's what I was supposed to do, but they held me up. You tell us. That's what made me right. Done the best I could.
Look, listen to me. Who are you talking about? Who held you up? Who shot you? Quick.
It was after the jewels, too, but I beat him to it. The yellow mask sure got left this time.
What? Who did you say? The yellow mask? Is he back of this?
Yellow mask. Plenty smart, but... Wait till he meets her.
Yellow mask, after the jewels. And Jimmy alone back there on the train. Got to get back before something happens. I can't leave this poor chap. Wait. What's that? It's a police siren. They've seen the fire. They'll take care of him. And I can't have them finding me here. Not now. Up! Up! That girl. I knew she was mixed up in this. But the yellow mask. 10 to 1, he's on the train right now. Wait a minute. Jimmy's all by himself in that compartment. He's got to get back. Heaven only knows what's happening. Seconds, they count. Faster, faster.
Soon. What have you found?
Nothing. He ain't anywhere around.
Don't be a fool. The train hasn't stopped since I got on. He must be on board.
I say no. I searched the whole train.
You missed him, I see. Never mind. Wait. I wonder if he's back in the compartment.
Maybe. You sure he didn't pass you in the vestibule, boss?
Nobody came this way. But it's well to make sure. Come along. Stop. This is it. Listen carefully, Paul. You hear anyone talking inside?
No. I don't hear a thing.
Wait a minute. Yes, I do, too. Is it Kent? Is the boy talking to Kent?
Wait. No. I don't think it's Kent. That's the porter. The kid's telling him what he wants for supper.
I'd prefer to find him alone, but I can't wait. Either the boy or Kent may have picked up the jewels. And if they did, they're hidden in that compartment, and the boy will know where.
What'll I do, boss?
You wait in the corridor or in the vestibule. If the man I described to you, the one I think may be Kent, if he does come back, keep him away.
Keep him away, boss? How?
My dear Tom, however you think best. Believe me, I shall ask no questions.
Okay. But what if the kid won't talk? What if he puts up a holler?
He'll talk, Paul. I'll promise you that. And he won't yell, not even once. That is also a promise. Now then, keep your eyes open. And if Kent comes back...
Okay, boss. If he does, I know what to do.
Very well. Now, quiet. Is the door unlocked?
Must be. The porter just went in.
Quiet.
Anton? like some roast beef and french fried potatoes and a big glass of milk.
Yes, sir.
Is that you, Mr. Kent? Oh, who are you?
I am the railroad detective, Sergeant.
Oh, I thought it was Mr. Kent coming back. What do you want?
So, you thought it was Mr. Kent. Mr. Clark Kent of the Daily Planet, eh? Stay right where you are, Potter. Don't move.
Yes, sir, boy.
What's your name, son?
Jimmy Olsen. What do you want?
Where are the jewels?
What?
Don't play with me, boy, and don't cry out. Don't make a sound. Where are the jewels?
Why should I tell you? Who are you?
So, then they are here. And as for who I am, I will tell you. The Yellow Mask.
Oh.
Jimmy and the terrified Porter alone in the compartment with the Yellow Mask, while Paul waits outside to forestall any possible assistance. Can Clark Kent and the person of Superman, winging his way back along the miles of steel, return in time? And what of the mysterious young girl? Don't miss the next exciting chapter. Tune in again and follow the story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.